Hello, and welcome to Urban Hood Money Talk. It's a fact that we need money to enjoy life and focus on the things that we really like. I'm your co-host, Allie, and I'm here with Mushi Buyan. Our mission is helping you gain financial freedom. You're listening to one of our special weekly market talks, which provides news on the upcoming week that may be important to traders. And we're super excited that you're here with us.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I guess those who doesn't know me, I am Mushi Buyan. I am a founder of these two nonprofit organizations. One is Urban Food Alliance, it's a food bank, and the other one is urbanhood.org, is a financial part of our food bank. So there we talk about money, we teach money, and we learn money, and we also same time we make money together. Hence, Wall Street comes here. I have been trading since 1999, and since then, since till now, you can think of, you can see the more than two decades of trading, losing money, getting back again, just like many of you. I burned my portfolio so many times, getting back again. It's a learning curve, it's a steep learning curve. Hopefully in 2023 is going to be better for us. So everything
I'm optimistic about next year.
I am very optimistic, and I have some out of 2023 outlook that I put together today for you guys. So let me know, and I would love to hear your opinion. So as I am sharing my opinion, by all means, please do understand it's my opinion only, and I lose money this year was not good for me, but I am very optimistic this coming year is going to be good for me, and also for many of you based on our learning curve.
Hopefully you didn't lose a lot of money this year.
No, this is about market. You don't look back, you look forward, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. I was up for this year. I'm up for this year. So,
yep. So do you know that many times people say, stock market can never go down. This is about, day traders, those who is doing scalping and day trading. That's I'm liquid. When I'm liquid, market can never go down, right? You have your cash. You lose money whenever you are illiquid. So remember that, And CPI data, I think you guys have seen it. This year came out very well so far. It looks like we may not see inflation. You never know. But still, there are concerns for 2023. Hence, you saw that on December 16, when Powell gave his last conference, and there he did say that Fed is going to be watching early half of 2023. To see some indication, and based on that, are they going to be pausing? We do not know. We'll see. That still the signal is that if they see the good sign and other macroeconomic or economical side, also micro level is good. Hopefully, we may not see the recession. You never know. But a lot of analysts, especially JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and then Bloomberg, many analysts thinks that we might see slow recession this coming year. We'll see. Housing market, thirdly, the housing market, some of you are seeing that, wherever you are here in state of New Jersey and New York, we are seeing that certain areas, housing market is slowing down. So
good, it's long overdue.
Right, and which you already, many of you know that, those who used to enjoy in 2021, you had very low rate, that time Fed rate was almost 0.5%. Now look at 4.3% this year. So your mortgage rate is all already went high, much higher than what was before. But I am so sad to hear so many people did not even lock their mortgage. When we almost have had 0%, 0.25%, 0.5% rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know a guy, he started last week, I guess, he told me his rate went so high that he's almost paying double today
He
did before. I said, why didn't you lock it? And then he thought it's going to go down, and he had a variable rate. So still he's not locking it down. I said this is foolish to not to lock it down. But yeah. So housing market, be very careful.
Especially when what is his name? Powell is promising everybody it's gonna go up.
Yeah.
It's like you gotta be smoking something.
Right.
To believe it's gonna go the other way.
Right. And they're here, those who is into real estate market, the chart, look at the chart of mortgage. Is the rent and there's like a price in home price index, the red one. But look at that, the price index went down from 2021 till like in November 2020. You see the price
rent
index
is going down too.
Rent is going down too, correct?
Interesting. Not in Orange County.
Right.
Look at County. Not here. Orange County is climbing.
But here in the state of New Jersey, New York, we see certain areas rent went down, you know, and then certain areas still there when they have vacant their empty house sign is still there for rent. So it is slowing down. But look at our mortgage rate. Mortgage almost over 6%. So it's like it's going to see the divergence.
Right.
So, you know.
Wow.
So that's those who is looking to buy a house or buy shop real estate, just hang on. This, you're going to see even more surprise this coming year for housing market. And speaking about that, I am looking to get farmlands in the state of New Jersey. I'm looking 80 to 100 acres land. If anybody knows, let me know. I'm thinking to grow my own food and the cattles. Yes.
Is this chart just based on your region or is this national indicators?
Is it around your area, your region?
It's a national. This came from.
It's national. Also, yeah, the rent is going down.
This is coming from Bloomberg data. Okay.
Now, I don't know if you remember 2008, all construction of homes froze.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But there was only two places in the whole country where they were still building.
Right.
One was a suburb of Miami and one was Irvine.
Right.
Crazy. Yes. Irvine was building when everybody else stopped building.
So yeah. moving on, what you are looking at, those who is investing in equity, stock market, and the bond. So 60-40, let's say, you know, if you'd be investing in S&P 60% and bond market 40%, what would be your return? So you are looking at since 1980 to 2022. Look at the rate return. If somebody is so conservative, 60-40, their portfolio would be minus 17 last year. So the person who is really conservative is still got caught. Okay. So I do not know how many are people who said, you know, this year was a great year for me, except those who shorted them did very well. Others got caught. Many of us. So can you relate to this, guys? Anybody?
Oh yeah. it's not been a bad year for me, because I was very careful in what I was trading.
Nice.
And so, I kept 95% cash. So
you see, you are
up for a little bit.
You followed the number one remember thing. You are sitting on cash.
Yes.
Awesome. Smart man.
Anyone that's in a 401k that's not pegged to an index is gonna be in trouble.
Yes.
Right. So what you're looking at S&P now, last year, look at the last year performance. Look at this sector on the left side, energy. Communication. Look, energy was 57% up last year. On last year, I mean this year, still you were talking about 2022, right? And look at the communication sector, that minus 40. That got the biggest hit.
Took a beating.
Communication, right, got beat up. And at the bottom, you can see that all the growth sectors is the one that got hit big time. And the values sector, defensive stocks, utilities, consumer staples, healthcare, it didn't do that bad, right?
Sorry,
you guys have something to add, Ron?
No, somebody else walked in, that's why.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll move on. So this year, if somebody says, where do I find opportunities? look the areas you are good at, and then you really want to learn more about those areas, sectors, and go after it. Or there are a few things that I'll share, you know, what you can do. You can, you know, not, it's not all about the growth. You can look for the values also this coming year. So if you really are optimistic this coming year, you think that, you know, Fed is going to be slowing down, and then hopefully those growth company got hammered big time this year, might recover, you can add some of them in your portfolio while still looking at some of the value stock that you are looking at and collecting dividends and so on. That's something you can look for.
Like the tech field is like, it's got a lot of potential next year because it's come down so much. Look at Tesla.
I mean,
almost $100. When it becomes 100, I might be interested.
But look at, well, it did come. Tesla last week, and it touched, it went one below 109.
Wow. So it's getting close to $100 then.
Yeah, I was the time, you know, hoping.
You were tempted too, huh?
It was ready to get in, you know, but it's still in the last, as it was coming down below 120, my one of the strong resistance for Tesla was 120. It came down, and then I kept adding more. So if it does more, I'll keep adding more.
Wow.
I do think Tesla will
turn around. Part of it is they're punishing Tesla for Elon Musk.
Yeah.
His behavior is getting worse. Did you hear what he did yesterday? He fired the entire janitorial of Twitter. People are bringing their own toilet paper to work. The employees are bringing their own. He just said, you're all fired. His attitude, you know. And what, janitorial is going to save their neck?
Yeah. Right. He's going to move to Texas.
Oh, my God. He's going to say, everybody in my living room. That's what we're going to have Twitter.
Right. Let's move on to the next.
Really? Where did he stay, in his office? Wow. Good to have you. Yeah.
What you're looking at now, sometimes this coming 2023, the people might think, hey, you know, should I go into a small cap or should I go, you know, big cap? Where should I go? What you're looking at is small cap versus S&P recovery. Whenever there is a crisis, bear market happens, right after bear market or market turnaround, where do you see the higher potential? Look at this. The red is showing you that your small bear market, the Russell 2000 index return. You see that since after tech bubble happened, in the year 2000, around that time, Russell 2000 did very well. Look at the financial financial crisis happened on 2007. Same thing, this happened. So this coming year, this is something that I am looking. I usually don't go too much into small cap, but this year I'll be keeping an eye on small cap opportunities. So here, I think sometimes people ask, you know your neighbor, you know your friend, okay, I'm out, I'm not in the market anymore. They just walk away from the market by looking at screen all the time, and they're looking for all the opportunities. But what you are looking at, bear market versus bull market. Since 1946, right after bear market, you see that here, red bear market and bull market, is look at the return. How much return? In 60s, in 70s, every year, bear market versus bull market gives you a confidence knowing if you stay in the market, not time the market was gonna happen, long term, you might get benefit from it. Don't time the market. Now, back to what happened to last week. You guys can see that whole last week, year, S&P almost 20% down, NASDAQ 33% down in 2022, right? And the bond market down. Pretty much if you look at all the indices, it's all of them went down last year, right? Or this year. So that kind of gives you an idea of what do you trust in most and go after that. So this coming year, 2023, the sum of the outlooks based on my understanding or my research that I'm going to share with you guys today. Like, I think you all know that, you know, the equity market and bond market, they both got hammered. But you'll see that this coming year, maybe not the first half of the 2023, end of the 2023, most of them are predicting is going to be recovery. We'll see. It all depends on if first quarter and the earnings are coming up very soon. If we see that earnings, maybe company have figured out a way to survive in this winter season, in their earning winter, and then they have a good the guidance coming up, and the Fed also is slowing down. We do think that second quarter, early, late first quarter, say the second quarter, or you will say second half of the year, market is recovering. You'll see that, you know, the whole growth, if market keep recovering it, you'll see that the growth is going to get, growth stock is going to do very well in your term. And Fed, if Fed comes up or up with the rate hikes, they said, hey, you know, no, they are slowing down, pausing it, and hopefully, you know, that you'll see growth stocks, those like Tesla. This is crazy, the price Tesla is today. If you look at PE ratio, those who is looking at PE where are fundamental, Tesla, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, it's crazy that some of these value company might do well. Okay, I'm talking about the companies already have been doing, it has done very well, and some of them are even pre-COVID lower this year. So if you know those business, just keep an eye on those. So this is, if Fed stops rate hike and Treasury yields also like stabilize, or it goes lower, you'll see the sign of, that's the sign of the growth of stocks and rebound. So those two things we have to watch this year. The bond, what's happening in the bond market, and what's happening on the other side, on the Fed side, on the rate hike side. Bear market that began this year should kind of conclude in 2023. Like I said, it's my humble opinion. You never know what's going to happen, but based on what we have seen in the history, that we do think that this coming year, 2023, is end of the year, it's, we are going to be in bull market again. And history always repeat itself. You already know that, right?
Yeah.
So you can never time the market. You just stay in the market. So well, this
must come down. What comes down must go up.
Or up, right. And then we have seen that, you know, on the return side, if you truly want to enjoy the fruit, why would you want to leave the market now? Now is the time to stay in. Just
it's
like
the value, right? There's a value right. time.
Right. Like you said, Ron, you know, you are sitting with 95% cash. But yeah. stay in the market. Don't just say, no, that's it. I'm done with the market, right?
Right. It's like being out of a job, you know? Sometimes you lose your job, you got to look for a new one. Doesn't mean you quit looking for work.
So, yeah, every day we are learning something new, right? So every day we are learning. So what I want to share with you, that last week, you see this one of the stock, this crazy, if you guys watch KLA. Look at that in the chart.
Yeah,
you see here, look at.
Oh my God.
It's like parabolic. You see the prompt, when it was around $4 or $5. I had that morning.
It's like somebody jumped a defibrillator.
Just see, look at. And typically, this is what in my Discord room, you know, when I do, I explain some of the things, what happens, why it came out. Boom. There was investment made on this one. And boom. And this, like right now, a bunch of people are sitting on it.
Just so, $5 in the pre-market, it just jumped crazy,
And it just keep going
up and crazy.
38 it is, right? So look at that. And as soon as started 13, I started cashing some of them. I told people, just take some cash. You never know what's going to happen, right?
Pharma companies are like all over the map.
That's how
I stay away from them usually.
Yeah.
So this is
day trading, but that's about it.
This is something I'm looking this in, like I said, in TQQQ, the Nasdaq. Look at this last few months. From here, it still is 17-13. So this
and that's only 33%, huh?
Right. Yep. This is something I'm looking this coming year. As it keep goes down, keep adding some of this TQQQ. So this week, this coming week, you never know what's going to happen, but I will be looking some of these like this. And then every day is different, right? So before market opens, what happens overnight, you know, just do some research and find out, well, find out few tickers and just go one or two ticker. And then when you make
it, NVIDIA drop for the year, did it?
That's it for this episode, folks. Thank you for listening. And if it was helpful to you, please click the like button and follow us so that you can listen to more of our podcast. You can also visit us at urbanhood.org to learn more about our other programs. We hope you'll check in with us again. And until then, keep learning and do whatever it takes to reach financial freedom and follow your dreams.